Hey, what's going on? Welcome to The Doug Show. I'm Doug Cunnington, and today we talk with George Barbosa from We Can Track. George is a veteran of the affiliate industry with over 6 years of deep-rooted experience in marketing and performance analytics. Originally from Portugal, George started his journey on the publisher side, managing paid ads and analyzing performance for various large-scale websites. Today, he's a key figure at We Can Track, an all-in-one suite that empowers affiliate publishers through advanced conversion tracking, attribution, and data integration. He's here to share his insights on how publishers can stop guessing, automate their reporting, and truly understand what content is driving their bottom line. He gives us great insights around what affiliate marketers can do, whether you're on the, you know, website publishing side, if you're on, say, a social channel or YouTube or wherever your platform is, you'll be able to take advantage of some of the data that's available. And we get into the details, but think of this as a way to aggregate a lot of data across affiliate networks so that you can understand what content is most valuable, what traffic is most valuable. Maybe you have an ad campaign that you need to optimize, that sort of thing. And again, we get into all the details. I'll stop rambling here. Be sure to check out the link in the description so that you can go to We Can Track and learn a little bit more. Without further ado, let's hear from George. George, what's up, man? Good to see you. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Doug. It's nice to meet you. Good to see you as well.
Yeah, and we were just chatting before getting started here, and it's been fun to get to know you a little bit. But I'm curious how you originally got started with affiliate marketing and how you dipped your toes in the early days.
Well, I think as many people in the industry, I got started in affiliate marketing a little bit by chance. So I was not specifically looking for a role in affiliate marketing, but rather in digital marketing, content marketing, and eventually ended up getting a job with a publisher, a global publisher with a network of websites. And that's basically how I first got introduced to affiliate marketing. I had very little idea what it was about, and then it was like boom, all of a sudden you see this whole new world of performance marketing, affiliate marketing. Yeah, and it was super exciting. Yeah,
very cool. What was your background like to get that, like a general business, or were you a writer? How did you come in the door?
Was mostly with a little bit of content marketing and some data analysis. So in the early days, using GA4, there was a lot of manual work before AI. So also using a lot of Google Sheets at the time. And that's basically what got me into the door for that affiliate marketing role.
Got it. And when did you get started? Because yeah, like when people think about Google Analytics and all the data that you can get and, you know, running ads and all the different pieces and really the analysis that you could do on it. So with the data background, pretty important. But yeah, when did you get your first gig there?
That was around 7 years ago. Yeah, okay. I think seven. Yeah, that's when I made the switch and when I started working more in depth with data analytics and affiliate marketing as well. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the reasons of why I wanted to have you on the show is with your role at We Can Track, you're able to see what a lot of publishers are doing out there. And of course, since you got started 7 years ago in the industry in general, basically you had a few years of, I would say, like stability. There were Google algorithm updates that were pretty big at the time. Things were shifting already. But then when AI really got a foothold, things changed even more, pretty dramatically and very fast from how content was created, and content publishers were, you know, kind of getting rid of writers or using AI to help the writers write faster, to now people basically use the internet differently than they did just a few years ago. So how did the changes in SEO, algorithm updates, and AI impact the experience in the industry just in general? And you can give us some nuts and bolts sort of industry professional answers, but also just like the psychological toll that it takes on you know, someone in the industry where you don't know if the jobs are going to be around in the same way. So we'll take the professional answer first.
Okay, the professional answer, that's a good one. So it's been quite a roller coaster for affiliates in the past years. You know, what traditionally worked, then all of a sudden no longer worked. In 2023, a lot of affiliate websites were penalized. They lost rankings. A lot of them were relying on SEO, which was a great strategy. Also, still, when I started working with affiliate marketing, it was pretty predominant at that time. And then all of a sudden, they all got hit. Many of them lost rankings. We've seen publishers lose from several studies that are also out there. They lost 90%, 70% of their organic traffic, and with that, the revenue as well. So it was... I think a lot of people were freaking out at the time when that happened. But on our position that we can track, so that actually opened up the door for us to do even more. Publishers who have an affiliate conversion tracking, attribution, and integration system that we provide them with, they have more visibility. So they can see where they lost rankings, they can see where they lost revenue, they could see important pages that were big revenue drivers when they were relying only on SEO. And that also gave them the opportunities to adjust some of them, adjust their strategies, adjust their traffic sources. But yeah, it was a big shift. We've seen businesses that completely went out. Many of them didn't. Some of them did something else, but there are still a lot of strong affiliates out there, especially affiliate websites. And of course, with the ranking loss, there were winners as well, but there was a big shift in the industry. So doing things more and less, let's say, or putting out some content, and just at the time AI was already there, and just putting out a lot of content with AI, that didn't cut it anymore, and all of those, of course, were affected by it. Yeah,
super dramatic. And I think, you know, from my position, I saw maybe the most heartbreaking stories were people that got started when things were shifting, and they were putting in a lot of time and effort. They were putting in resources, not just capital, but their time, which, you know, you can't get that back. And they were in it for the long haul. Like they were learning to look at 12, 18, 24 months. We're talking 2 years of effort before they get a big return, which is pretty significant. I mean, that's like, whatever, opening a restaurant or something like that.
Yeah.
It's really competitive. There's a lot of effort before you actually start making some money on it. And things shifted then, and they were devastated. Some people putting in, you know, thousands or tens of thousands of dollars plus all their time, and then essentially had nothing to show for it. Okay. So dramatic stuff.
Yeah.
Personally, how did you view it? I mean, you're like I said, you're a pro, but at the same time, you have to pay the bills and you do have some cash flow needs that you have to support. So how did you view it overall?
Well, I mean, for us, we the impact was felt, of course, in our customer base, but since we work globally, it was not so dramatic in our own experience, since we don't run our own affiliate websites, but we do work with the industry. So we felt it was quite a stressful time, of course, because we also didn't know what would happen with the industry, if this was a one-time update or if this would keep affecting affiliates heavily. But that just showed us the importance also of the product that we built that we can track, because we built a product exactly for that situation where a publisher loses revenue and they lost rankings. Like you said, they put a lot of effort. They spent 2 years working on that project. They started seeing some returns, and then all of a sudden they lose it again. But that's where we came in, because that's not the end, you know. For many publishers, it's just, well, it's a big setback, of course. But with a system that can track, and with a system that can provide you with visibility on where all your transactions are coming from, which pages, which traffic sources, you can then switch your approach, you can change your strategy. And that's what we've seen as well in the last year. So it was concerning, of course, but then it opened up the door for us to help publishers in different ways, because they started focusing much more on paid ads, for example. So let's say you have a blog, you had a niche website or about a specific type of product, you were affected by it, you lost 50% of your revenue. If you're using We Can Track, you have the visibility of which content was performing before with organic traffic. So you can easily just switch to paid traffic and drive traffic to your best performing pages, articles, the ones who generate the most revenue. And that can bring up a revenue recovery for your business. So, of course, that means another investment, because you have to invest as well in paid ads. But the benefit is that you know exactly if it's working or not. So we push data into the campaigns as well. So if you're running Google Ads, if you're an affiliate, you're doing it just like an e-commerce business, because we push your conversions, your commissions to your Google Ads campaigns. You can see which keywords are profitable, which ones are making a loss. You can use automated bidding strategies. So after the dramatic phase and after the shock, let's say, that all of us in the industry kind of had, especially at We Can Track, for us it meant a period of also being more close with certain clients, being more close with certain affiliate businesses, working with them on their data, and also we've seen many of them grow and paid traffic from multiple sources. Like, we are talking Reddit ads, Google ads, Bing, Microsoft, which is Microsoft. They all became significant to these publishers. So, yeah, I was not specifically on the publisher side. I think if I was a publisher myself and I had my own websites, I would freak out more. Yeah. But it's been great to see what they are doing nowadays, to be honest. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say you're a great podcast guest, because you kind of led into some of my next questions here. Without being redundant, I want to make sure that we don't go over the same stuff again, but you kind of hit some of the context for people, like what We Can Track does for folks. So there's some advanced features, which we'll probably talk about. I have some notes to mention those, but at a high level, like, what does We Can Track do?
So basically the high level, like I've mentioned before, like you said, let's not make it redundant. we are an affiliate, a conversion attribution and integration platform. So basically, if you're an affiliate publisher, and you work with multiple different networks, you have your own website, or you have an application or a price comparison website, basically any niche or business that you monetize with affiliate marketing, you have a few pain points. You have your data is scattered across platforms. That is the first one. So you need a system that pulls in all your commissions, all your transactions into one place, provides you with a quick reporting, updated hourly, for example, and you can clearly view your performance in one place. Apart from that, we then give publishers those tools which are not available to them through affiliate networks, most of them, which is our integrations. So if a publisher wants to experiment with traffic sources, our system will provide a detailed reporting on the sources, on where the traffic comes from, where the sales come from, and also push all that data into all the different platforms. So that is how most of our clients are using our system as well. It's for our affiliate dashboard, which is an all-in-one tool of analytics, performance data, and then our integrations, which allow them to basically automatically integrate all their conversions into all the different tools and marketing tools that they use. So it's a game changer when you think about affiliates 7 years ago, when this was not available and only a few of the big players maybe developed similar systems and they could have some sort of automatic tracking, to nowadays where basically any affiliate can have access to these level of data, and they can of course then compete much better in the market.
Okay. And I'm going to make up like a hypothetical example, because I think probably some listeners out there are thinking, is it really that helpful? But again, I'll just make up an example. Let's say I have a page and it's reviewing maybe, well, let's say like five different products. It could be SaaS. It could be actual, you know, whatever, backpacks, like physical products. It could be microphones or camera gear or whatever. But let's say I have a few different affiliate partners out there and they pay a different percentage. So let's say it's camera gear and electronics and stuff like that, maybe streaming gear. So there's like B&H Camera, there's Amazon, there's Sweetwater, which is actually like a big music retailer, but they have camera gear and stuff. They all pay different amounts. So let's say I have this page and there's just three different affiliate, I guess, schemes out there that I could get paid in different ways. We have traffic that could be coming from different sources. So let's say it's Reddit ads, let's say it's Google SEO, let's say it's email marketing, and maybe some kind of YouTube marketing campaign. Well, maybe it's really cheap to get traffic from Reddit, but they don't convert very well. But maybe it's more expensive for YouTube, but YouTube converts really well with B&H or something like that. So you have these different combinations that can take place. And unless you have all the data in one spot, you don't know that, oh, actually, these ads that are more expensive from YouTube, they convert really well in this one specific case. And that information can be teased out from the analysis that you can provide in the dashboard. But if you just have some spreadsheets and you're like, oh, this is so expensive, I'm spending so much on ads, you don't know. So is that a good hypothetical example?
Yeah, that's a perfect hypothetical example, actually, because that's really what it's all about. And imagine that you also have the same partner placed on multiple different content pieces because they have different products, right? So you have the same partner being promoted in 10 different articles. You can add some static sub IDs to it, and you can have a pretty clear idea which pages the sales are coming from, but you don't have session attribution, you don't have click attribution. So that's what We Can Track does automatically. A user lands on your article, we track the source, we track the session, it clicks on the outgoing link to go to the partner to purchase the product. We track the click, and then once we receive the transaction from your partner, we are able to automatically attribute it to the page, session, click, source, and you view all that data automatically. So I can give you some examples also on publishers that were relying purely on SEO. So even for those, it is helpful. There is still publishers who get most of their traffic from SEO. And even for those, for example, there was publishers with articles getting thousands of sessions, but their conversion rate and their commission levels and revenue generated on that article was much inferior to a different type of content piece that they had where they promoted the same partner. So that content piece got maybe 10% of the sessions, but actually generated more revenue and converted much better. So that is the type of visibility that allows publishers to then make choices within their content, within the growth and the scaling of their website, which partners to work with. Other examples are also, like you've mentioned, you have a listicle with five partners. You're running multiple traffic sources to it. You might view that, for example, traffic from YouTube is converting on the number two partner on your list. And traffic from Google Ads is actually purchasing the most on the number four. So that allows you to even split your landing pages, split your communication and your strategy, and speak to the different audiences that reach your website. So you improve your conversion. You then have a dedicated landing page for Google Ads visitors, which focus on the product that they are looking to buy. And then you switch and you also have one for YouTube, for example, which has a different message, promotes a different product with different benefits. So that is the level of detailed optimization that the publisher can do. And once done correctly, of course, that means a lot of revenue and a significant increase in conversion rates, because you can see everything that's happening on your website. You know how to choose the traffic sources. That's also something funny, because I've worked with cases as well in the past that publishers, for example, were spending heavily on a traffic source. And they thought that their traffic source was generating most of the revenue on those pages. And it was actually the opposite. So one of the traffic sources that they were only sending, let's say, hundreds of visitors to that page was actually the one generating 70% of all transactions. Yeah.
So a couple of follow-up questions. How much traffic do you need to see before you can have like statistically significant conclusions? Because obviously if you have whatever, 100 sessions on that page per day, you might need to get whatever months of data, and then there's seasonality that can come into play. So how much data do you actually need? How many sessions before you can make some good conclusions?
That depends on the sources that you're actually running traffic to the website. I mean, I would say if it's organic, you have a little bit more space to analyze. If you're actually running paid traffic, then that number gets smaller. There is not a specific number that I would say, okay, you need 100 sessions to evaluate the page. But there is things that we show that we can track that can quickly give you an indication if you're actually doing it right or if the page or the campaign needs adjustment. So let's say we track also CTR. So that is pretty standard. And if you run 100, 200 sessions from Google Ads to a page and your CTR is only 10%, then I would say maybe evaluate the strategy, evaluate the campaign, the keywords, the targeting, try to adjust it, because there are some benchmarks and some numbers that maybe you could look out for, highly dependent on the niche. So this is all a little bit broad, bear in mind. Yep. But I would say if I have a 40 to 50 to 60% CTR on my traffic, then I'm doing something right. And then we move on to the next stage of the analysis, which is conversion rate. Like I got 200 sessions, I got 50 to 60% CTR on that. So I got a significant number of users clicking out. Did I generate any conversion? I didn't. And then you go over and you analyze again. You also have many cases where you start running traffic and everything just works because your website was already SEO optimized. Your content is good quality. And then you start running paid traffic and you're like, oh wow, I'm making sales, my conversion rate is great, I'm profitable already. You know, that scenario also happens. But many content publishers, many affiliate websites are not aware that that is possible. And there is still in the industry kind of this old way of doing affiliate tracking and affiliate reporting in-house, especially with smaller and medium affiliates. And it's valuable for them to know that there are tools nowadays like WeCanTrack that can automate your entire data analysis and can give you this level of granularity that's super relevant for your strategy, you know. Yeah.
We Can Track has a lot of clients across many industries. So one thing, not even a question here, but you could nod your head probably in agreement, but it's really hard to make conclusions. Like if you turn all your buttons red, your conversion rate will go up, because it maybe it won't. Maybe it worked in some instances. So it's hard to draw conclusions, and every like website, even landing pages, can react different based on the products, based on the traffic source, and you know, the mental baggage that someone brings from Reddit, just to pick on Redditors, versus someone who listens to podcasts or whatever. So is that generally, it's hard to take like a broad conclusion and apply it to everything?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. It's every case is a specific one. You know, there's no secret, of course, to how to be successful in it. But it is me personally, with my experience at We Can Track, it's been enlightening to work with all these different types of publishers, because you see that one key factor in success is measuring data, is having performance analytics, an attribution dashboard that already gives you an edge. About the specific strategies the publishers use, we also don't interfere much with it. We don't really provide specific guidance into how to generate more revenue, but we do provide our clients with guidance into how to analyze their data. And that gives them the tools to go further one step and then start their own strategies and their own campaigns, etc. But we try to remain neutral, of course, also because we work with a lot of different industries. So if we start giving advice, that is also a conflict and about data privacy and everything. Mm-hmm. And also it is then your clients will have a lot of expectations if you start telling them, you should run a campaign for this page. And then they will be like, oh yeah, but this didn't work. And yeah, like you said, different niche, different website. There's a lot of variables involved. Mm-hmm. But the base is the tracking and integration. So if you want to scale, dependent on the niche that you're in, if you want to scale within paid ads, you need a tracking tool and you need a data analysis tool so you can see what's working, what's not. Yeah.
It's like a therapist. Like, you don't give specific directions. You just say, what do you think you should do with this information, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's quite fun, to be honest, to work, because you work with a lot of different people, and you also advise on technical setups, because this setup is only possible because of our technical click tracking and our tracking systems that are implemented on the websites. So it becomes quite fun when you meet a new publisher and you look at their business and you already know what kind of setup they need, what is going to be useful to them, and what do they want to see in the reports, because we do customize reports depending on clients. There is quite a few levels of data that they can get. Just to throw out another example out there, if it's okay. Mm. Yeah. So let's say you have a price comparison website. You know, you have all these products, all these retailers. You land on a page. You can track clicks, and you know that you're generating transactions on that page for a specific partner. But you don't have access to product names that were sold with most of the affiliate networks, like Awin. Awin does provide for some, but many don't. So with our click tracking technology, you can actually send us all this information when a click happens on your website. So let's say I click on a product. You can send to us a product title. You can send the partner name. You can send the product price at the time that click happened, for example. So you can track all these data on your affiliate website. We report it automatically to you. You can view which are the best performing partners on each page, and you can go one step further in automation. So you can pull that data from the We Can Track system, apply it into yours, and you can automatically sort your content on your product comparison pages and place the most relevant partners on top, place them by order of your audience clicks and transactions. So you always show the most relevant retailer for a specific product that the user wants to purchase. So there is also quite advanced options. Once you start step by step, you can then start basically your journey as an affiliate to automate, to provide better content to your audience, you know. And of course, that results in more revenue for your business as well. Yeah.
So I'm going to give like a preamble. There's a question in here, but we talked, we can track, solves a problem of like having to log into multiple networks, look at manual reporting. If you don't have any kind of data aggregation, you're looking all over the place. You don't really have conversion tracking in a very clear way based on the session. And it, because of that, it's hard to understand the ROI on a specific page or the revenue generating pages, especially in a ranked fashion. And when you do have that data, you know, a publisher can pivot and hopefully make some better decisions and understand better traffic sources, what ad campaigns are working, really good partners out there, and so on. So you're able to pivot with that data. Do you have any examples without compromising any, you know, confidential client information, any poor examples of pivoting where people had traffic, things shifted, algorithm update, they tried to pivot and they kind of tripped up a little bit and ran into some issues?
Cannot really tell you very specific examples about these, but I mean, I've worked with, and we also get new clients every day. I work with different websites, different publishers. And I've seen publishers that are still stuck into the SEO, and they are still trying to kind of revive and spin their websites or their product and get rankings again. And it works for some. It is possible. I'm not saying it's not. But in my professional opinion, it is doing a poor job of pivoting, because you have to keep up with the times. And if these changes affected your business, why not try different avenues, right? Why not try different traffic sources? Why not take action? Because you have all this data available. You're already one step ahead of many of the websites out there. So just go one further and try something new. I've seen a lot of people switching, a lot of people trying these. So there are also many good examples of these. I would say a bad example is a publisher who keeps trying to do the same thing that he was doing 5 years ago, which doesn't really work anymore to the extent that it used to. And that kind of, I do understand their position as well, because that's what they know. And they did it really well, many of them, for many years. But the landscape today requires a little bit more. If you want to reach that threshold, if you want to get that revenue in, you need to pivot, like you said, and you need to try different sources. Building also databases of emails, quite important. You can track performance of email campaigns. We can track, so you know what's working, what's not, which campaigns generate the most transactions for you.
We covered a lot of sort of the basics, the, you know, entry fee for using WeCanTrack. I know there's some more advanced features out there. So let's talk about some of those before we get to it. Like, who is the right sort of user and customer for WeCanTrack?
Well, the broad answer to that question is every publisher. Every publisher, every affiliate publisher who somehow promotes affiliate URLs. We also work with YouTube channels. We also work with some influencers as well. It's not specifically for website tracking, but there is ways where we can help influencers and creators track the performance. So we can aggregate all the transactions. And we also provide some advice on how to have more visibility into the performance of their content. So they add a specific cloaked URL to their YouTube video descriptions, or they place it into their Instagram. And then that can reflect automatically, and we can track every click that happens on those URLs. They can see the performance, they can see how many sales. Of course, it's not as complete as a website tracking, but it's also important. So I went a little bit off topic here, bear with me, because forgot to mention them. But basically, WeCanTrack works for every publisher, like I've said. And we work from small publishers to large media publishers, as long as they are already active in the affiliate space. So as long as they already have a website or a channel, or they already generate a couple of transactions, they can probably benefit from our system in one way or another, depending on the niche or the specific network that they use, of course.
Okay. And then just to press you on this a little bit more, as long as they're earning some money, some transactions, so like as long as a publisher, whether it's, you know, any platform, as long as they have some links that are being clicked and they're making, say, like $100 or $500 per month, or like what's the bottom threshold?
We don't really have a bottom threshold, actually. So we do accept every account. But of course, to make the most of our system, you should have already a basic understanding of affiliate marketing, generate some revenue, because then you can make the most of the analytics that we provide. Yeah, but we have plans that start small. So if you're starting, if you have a website, generate a couple of transactions, and if we, of course, cover the network that you're using. We currently have more than 450 affiliate networks integrated in WeCanTrack. So we cover most of them globally, at least the bigger ones. If we don't, we also add them if possible. But if you're starting out, I would say you can also use WeCanTrack. It's super easy to get it installed. We also have detailed guides that you can learn from. We have like an affiliate marketing with Google Ads guide, pretty detailed on how publishers can start their first Google Ads campaigns. So that's also helpful. Yeah. But I would say if you didn't start with affiliate marketing yet, then our service is not the right fit, because we don't provide any support, like I've mentioned, with setting up your website, setting up your content. Yeah. So.
Okay. And then before we hit the advanced tools, how long does it take to set something up? So let's say a small, humble publisher like myself, I have a website and I have a YouTube channel, and I want to integrate, I want to get some tracking, I want some of this sweet, valuable data. How long should I set aside to integrate and get things set up?
It depends how quick you can do it. I mean, if you have like, I would say like 5-6 affiliate networks and one website, you can integrate it with WeCanTrack in under 1 hour. It's pretty straightforward. You just connect the networks. You have two methods of adding your website. If you have a WordPress website, you can just install our plugin. So it's pretty quick for the standard use case. There is cases where the publisher has a custom website, or he has some custom cloaking on his URLs, and then you will need to do some additional steps to connect to our API and for us to track the clicks. In those cases, it could take a couple of hours, but I would say maybe 80%, 70% of publishers can get started within 1-2 hours, get the account set up. We start pulling data immediately. And then in the first day, you can already see some metrics and some pages and some clicks and maybe even some transactions attributed. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. And one of the headaches, I'm becoming a very old man. I'm just like, oh, I have to change things up. I'm like, it's going to take forever to migrate or whatever. But under an hour, if you have a more complicated setup, maybe a few hours. But it sounds like even if you're distracted and you can't focus, you could do it in a day. You could probably do most of your stuff in a day. Okay. Low.
Yeah,
low
yeah, you could.
Okay. Very good. Exactly. All right. let's talk about these advanced features. What kind of stuff can people get into? Let's say they're established, they have maybe a handful of networks and maybe a couple ad campaigns are running. What kind of data can we tease out?
Well, they get the standard data that I've spoken about, but we have a couple of advanced features. So especially in the event that you want to generate more content, you want to manage the content with your team. So we have an affiliate link generator as well. So users can generate links via we can track for all the different, for the supported networks at the moment, which are a couple of big ones. But you can generate affiliate links for your website automatically through our API. So you can send a request to us. You don't have to go anywhere to create an affiliate URL. And we just provide you with a tracked affiliate URL from that network. We also have a link monetizer, which is pretty cool for content publishers as well, that they can add our link monetizer script on their website. And basically, we can track, we'll turn outgoing URLs into affiliate URLs within your content. We work with your networks, so we don't work, we are not a network ourselves, we don't do any monetization ourselves into your content. But if you are a partner of Awin, for example, Impact, you have partnerships with these networks and you're promoting these brands on your website, you don't have to create affiliate links anymore, because you can install We Can Track. We will find out where that partner is mentioned, and we will turn all your outgoing URLs into monetized affiliate URLs. Plus, you get all the attribution that we've previously spoke about. So there is a few tools that can make your life much easier in case you're thinking about scaling further your already existing operations, or even opening up a new affiliate website. There is also a link tester, which is a very useful feature if you already are of a certain size, and let's say you have thousands of affiliate URLs in your content. One of the big issues is that links can get broken, you have outdated links in your content, you're losing monetization opportunities there. You're basically losing revenue if I click on a broken link and I land on a page or a partnership that's not active anymore. You can test these with We Can Track as well. We have advanced APIs that you can send batch of URLs that are on your website to us, and we give you a detailed reporting if URLs are working, if a product is out of stock, for example. So you can then, of course, update these. And yeah, these three features are, I wouldn't say some of them are very advanced, but I say together they make up for a very advanced setup, especially with our monetization, which is something that's not very common and easy to find out there. If I was a publisher, I would definitely use some of them to make my life easier, to be honest.
Yeah. And there is, the link monetizer, you can't underestimate how much time you'll save with that, because it basically means a person doesn't have to go around and update every single link, or even if they're more advanced, they used to do a database search and replace, which is a dangerous thing. You can hose your whole website if you're on WordPress and you're doing a global search and replace. You could fuck things up like pretty quick. And the link monetizer, very good. And you mentioned something, I want to emphasize it as well. You're like, oh, you guys don't monetize those links, right? So there's other tools where if you do not monetize that link, they will monetize that link, and then they get that. So that's a kind of a big deal that you guys are not an affiliate yourselves, right? Like, did I catch that right?
Yeah, exactly. We are not an affiliate, and we are not an affiliate network as well. So our clients pay us for their subscription, monthly subscription, and that's it. We don't monetize the content, or we don't basically make any revenue out of our clients in any other way. We also don't have thresholds. So our pricing is based purely on performance, on the data we track from the affiliate websites or the clients. And we do provide these tools so they can, of course, better run their business and generate more revenue for them. The link monetizer is pretty cool. We've released it this year. If somebody wants access to it, they can talk with me directly as well, because I would be happy to implement that on a couple of websites. And it can save them a lot of time, is what you've mentioned. Mm-hmm. If you don't have any longer to generate all these affiliate URLs, or like you've mentioned, find, replace all of them in the database constantly, then you can just focus on content, with a content strategy, running paid ads. Yeah.
Where should people go if they want to learn more about We Can Track, and you can let us know how folks can connect with you?
Well, our website, pretty comprehensive guide there about everything that we've just discussed. So they can just go there, try out an account. We have a free trial, and they can reach out to We Can Track support, mention my name. I will pick up a conversation with them aptly if they want to discuss anything about their specific business or website and what kind of tracking setup would benefit them. Happy to share knowledge and to just talk with another publisher.
Thanks, George. Really appreciate it. We'll put links in the description, and all, you know, wherever people need to go, we'll make sure it's in there so they can learn more. So thanks a lot. Really fun talking to you today.
No worries. It was a pleasure, Doug. Thanks. Have a nice day.